This is Gabe Cruz Allen for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm sitting here with my good friend Brett Peterson, who is a local writer and musician from Albany, New York. Brett, how long have you been a musician?
Well, I started playing drums when I was 9, so I can't really do the math right now, but that's like more than 20 years. As far as playing guitar, I started when I was 16, so that's been a while too.
So, Brett, I know that you're currently in two separate bands. I was wondering what led you to join or start the bands that you're in.
Well, Raziel's Tree, I always wanted to be in a metal band, and I could never do that on drums. So in 2016, I decided to be a rhythm guitarist and frontman of Raziel's Tree. And then, well, because like I couldn't really find anybody else to do a metal band where I could be on drums. So I guess that's how that happened. And then the Dionysus Effect, my publisher and friend Christoph was just looking for a drummer. And so he asked me to join the Dionysus Effect, and so that's how that happened.
And when did you join the Dionysus Effect?
That was 2020.
So pretty recently.
Yes.
What would you say is the genre of the music that you play?
Raziel's Tree is stoner sludge doom metal, and the Dionysus Effect is like rock and roll or alt rock.
Okay. And what genres would you say have influenced you?
Definitely grunge. I mean, grunge is not really a genre. It was sort of invented by the media to describe the Seattle scene, which was a bunch of different bands that just didn't really sound anything alike, but they sort of lumped them all together. But yeah, grunge, and then sludge from the South, you know, bands like Acid Bath, and then like, as far as other genres that influenced me, definitely blues, because I was in a blues rock band for a while, and then, punk, hardcore, ambient music, shoegaze, psychedelic rock, and then folk, definitely. Like a lot of alternative folk, like Daniel Johnston and Joanna Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was that one genre you mentioned?
Shoegaze?
Yeah, shoegaze. What is that?
It's basically music that is like, it has a lot of distorted guitars, but it has like a very chill vibe. So it's like music you sort of space out to, and the vocals tend to be really relaxed. So it's almost like the inverse of doom metal or sludge metal. Because it's like, yeah, it's just like very like ethereal, heady music.
So like, would you say it's kind of similar to like maybe Pink Floyd or...
Well, definitely inspired by Pink Floyd, but bands like My Bloody Valentine are definitely examples of shoegaze. They're one of the most popular ones.
Okay. What do you like to listen to?
Most lately, I've been listening to a lot of doom, stoner, and sludge metal just because of Raziel's Tree. And then I also listen to like hardcore and heavy hardcore, like beatdown hardcore, just because that's sort of like it's a genre that inspires both my guitar playing and drumming. And then, I've been listening to mostly that lately. And I'm going to try to start listening to blues again just so I can get to the root of like riff-based rock music.
So when you say you listen to blues, like do you pay attention to like a particular instrument in blues?
Or? The guitar. Definitely the guitar. Like blues players who tune down and play like slide guitar. Those are my favorite kind of blues guitar players.
And do you have any like favorite blues artists?
There's Booker White, he's really good, and then Robert Johnson, Furry Lewis, who else? I have Blind Willie Johnson's another good one.
Mm. How do you see yourself as a local artist in the Capital Region?
We're not. The bands I've been in have not been very well known for the most part. Dynamite Pleasure Chair, this band I was in from like 2011 to 2015, was my most well-known band so far. That they got, like, in Metroland as the fourth best metal band in the capital region.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, but other than that, the Dionysus Effect is actually shaping up to be much more popular than any of my other bands combined, because now the Dionysus Effect just put out this song called In Defense of Ska, which is basically a ska song, and I played drums on it, and it's gotten on the radio in California. It's based on this book that my publisher slash bassist put out with this publishing company called In Defense of Ska, which is it's now the number one best-selling punk rock biography in the country, and it got mentioned in Rolling Stone and Esquire and The Hard Times. So I'm only really one degree of separation away from Rolling Stone now with this In Defense of Ska song.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. And can you explain to our listeners what ska is?
Ska is basically, like, I mean, the genre of ska that we're talking about, like, it's like punk rock, but it's like clean guitars that sort of have like a reggae rhythm, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then there's horns, and then there's like, there's usually pretty fast tempos and usually clean vocals. And it's like bands like Goldfinger and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones and Five Iron Frenzy, which is like a Christian ska band.
Right, yeah, I've heard of the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Sometimes they still play their music on the radio.
Yeah, yeah, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones is one of the more popular ska bands. And then, like, Less Than Jake is like a hardcore ska punk band.
Mm-hmm. So how do you want to be seen or received by the public?
I pretty much, the image I'm trying to cultivate with my writing and music is that of, like, the outsider artist. Like, basically, I have autism, so it's like I want to be seen as, like, you know, I guess quirky is the wrong word, because a lot of autistic people nowadays want to be seen as quirky, but, like, it's sort of like, I want to be seen as, like, a Daniel Johnston type figure, sort of like the loner outsider artist who nobody understands and is making music that comes, and art and writing that comes from, like, another planet. It's, like, beamed into my head from, like, another dimension or another planet or something like that.
But it's possible that you might get some recognition with this Dionysus Effect, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And do you guys have, like a repertoire of songs already, or...?
We have, like, maybe, like, 20-something songs right now. We have a lot of songs.
Okay, and do you have any albums?
We're coming out with an album in the fall, and it's gonna be, it's not, there's only gonna be 2 songs on there with me on drums, because, like, I guess the bassist and guitarist, the guitarist did the drums for, like, most of the songs on this album, like, before I joined the band. So that's gonna come out in the fall, and then we're recording a second album. And this second album is going to be in 2 parts, so, like, 2 9-song albums. And that's going to maybe come out next year.
Okay, so you guys are working on that right now.
Yes.
And what's the status of Raziel's Tree?
Well, Raziel's Tree, we just, I just submitted, well, not submitted, I commissioned this artist to do a logo. So we're going to get a logo, and we're actually playing a show in October at this farm, and Dionysus Effect is going to be playing that too, as well as on May 30th.
Okay.
And Raziel's Tree, we're actually blowing up on Instagram. Like, we got a lot of follows and a lot of people liking our videos that we posted. Like, we posted just, like, videos of us practicing.
Mm-hmm. So... Well, those are all the questions I had. Would you like to add anything that you think might be relevant?
You can check out everything that I do at www.jellyfishentity.wordpress.com.
Okay, which is a website, correct?
It's my website, yeah.
Okay, so are there, like, links to songs on there?
There's links to, like, our, yeah, Bandcamp links, links to, like, places I've gotten published, links to buy my book, which is The Parasite for Protospace and Other Stories. You can purchase that. And just everything that I do is on there.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for interviewing with me today, Brett.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.